Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Donna Paige Riley.
Good evening, happy Sunday. Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And good evening, everyone. This is Denise Harding. I am the HR Lady.
And today is Sunday, May 31st, 2009. We're broadcasting from the lovely city of Atlanta, Georgia. Hasn't it been a beautiful day here, Denise?
Great day.
It's a little warm, but that's what you expect, isn't it? Hot Atlanta.
Absolutely.
And of course.
Yeah, now that all the rain is gone, hopefully.
What a welcome change from that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we hope it's been a great day and a beautiful day wherever it is that you are listening. Now, of course, Denise, we were off last Sunday because of the Memorial Day holiday, and certainly hope that your holiday was safe and enjoyable. How was your holiday, Denise?
Actually, Donna, I worked most all the holiday weekend.
Okay.
But I still managed to have a decent time at work. We had food brought in a couple of the days, and, things went pretty smoothly.
Good.
So that was my weekend. What about you?
It was very nice. I did quite a bit of cooking, and then did quite a bit of eating. I hate to admit it, but I did. And
you know what?
Sunday.
That's what we do during the holiday.
So, but anyway, it was very, very nice. And you guys, we missed you out there, and we're just so excited to be back with you today. Now, we're also excited about our show this evening, End of the School Year Etiquette. We are going to take a look at the behavior in school, or the behaviors, I guess I should say, in school leading up to the last day. At graduations and more. And, of course, we realize that many of the school districts in the South, they are out of school now. And some in the North, some in the East, they will actually be getting out this upcoming week. So we're going to kind of talk about some things that have gone on as far as those schools that are out, in addition to some graduation. Of course, it's graduation season, so... So we're definitely going to be discussing appropriate versus inappropriate behavior when it comes to the last days of school, and the students are happy, of course, and the behavior at graduations. Now, of course, Denise, you know, we polled several students, and since we received so much feedback, we received so many emails, and it is just incredible. So what we're going to do, we're definitely going to try to answer as many emails as possible. And we got just a lot of feedback in general, so we want to be able to share all of that. So callers, we love you, and we thank you, but we're going to try not to take any calls this evening just because we have been so inundated with information, and we know that most of the country, this upcoming week is going to be the last week of schools and some graduations and so on and so forth. So we want to make sure we take care of this and get out this information prior to the rest of the schools around the country being out, because we know this is such important information. So, but if you just feel that you need to call us, then you do that, and we will certainly try to fit you in, okay? I will still give you the number, 347-324-3295. Once again, 347-324-3295. We always like to welcome our loyal listeners, and a special welcome to our new listeners. We're so excited that we have new listeners every week, and we certainly do thank you for joining the What is Etiquette Anyway family. And, of course, we're delighted to have you be a part of the show. And by all means, make sure that you continue to listen to us weekly, okay? Now, since this is a family show, we have listeners of all ages. We want to take a brief moment just to simply talk about the origin of etiquette, especially for the benefit of the new listeners. Now, etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And, Denise, isn't that what we all want?
Everybody should want it if they don't want it.
Absolutely.
Because it makes a difference.
That's right. It certainly does. And, of course, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. And Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So that is actually the origin of etiquette. Etiquette comes from a French word meaning ticket, and etiquette is just simply a fancy word for manners. Okay, well, tell you what, without further ado, we need to go ahead and start discussing some of this information that we have. Again, we're talking today about etiquette for the last days of school, and, of course, proper etiquette for attending graduations. And so we know that there are several students who are already out of school, and they have sent us some comments about some of the observations that they made during that last week of school, and we'll be sharing those with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we're also going to be talking about graduations. Boy, and do we have some news here. Here in Atlanta, we just have some news from over the weekend, and we'll share that with you in a minute. But anyway, what we did, of course, Denise, is, of course, you know that we polled students from all over the country, and we just had an array of different comments. So why don't we start, why don't we start with here's a graduation comment. Well, tell you what, why don't we start with some of the last days of school? Because,
okay.
Of course, before you graduate, you have to go through the last days of school. So try to divide these up pretty much in order. And this poll was actually polled elementary through high school age students. And some of the comments were the first one we have is people throwing towels in the toilet, stopping up the toilet.
Oh, wow.
Okay, now, that is just awful, and we've talked about this kind of thing when we did our back-to-school etiquette show, you know, respecting your school. And it doesn't say whether this was in an elementary school or a high school, but my understanding that it's pretty much done. Things like this are done across the board. I can recall having comments made that in the bathroom, people put rolls of toilet paper in the toilet, like it is really going to flush down the toilet. Okay, so not only is that, you know, being disrespectful, but I mean that's being destructive as well. Because
yes, it is. That's what I was going to say, Donna. You know. When you do things like that, really it's just added expense and more work for the workers who have to clean up the buildings later on.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said earlier, that's just very disrespectful to the school as well as the person who did it. And people may not know who did it, but that's still disrespect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And even talking about bathroom etiquette, several months ago, we had a specialist that talked about just school bathrooms, and he has a program around the country that he trains and you know, brings this topic to light. And it is just really interesting that there are so many students that, you know, they kind of trash the bathroom because they, and they said, basically admitted that, well, that's what the janitor is there for, to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
And you just said something a minute ago, Denise, about respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to understand that if you don't respect yourself, and we're always telling people to certainly respect yourself first, but if you don't respect yourself, then you certainly are not going to respect anyone else or anything else. So so students out there, please remember, it's just such a waste. I mean, you're wasting paper towels, you're wasting paper products. And I remember elementary school, when my son was in elementary school, and a lot of the elementary schools, they asked for, you know, donations of tissue and paper towels and things like that, because they go through, well, not just going through so much of it, probably so much is being wasted, which is really
mm-hmm.
a shame.
Mm-hmm.
But also food fights in the cafeteria, that was a real common one that we received feedback as far as during the last days of school, things that happen. I mean, you know, are these kids throwing food because they don't like the food? Are they throwing food because they don't want it and they're mad at somebody, so they throw the food? I mean, even when I was a student in school, I could never really understand what the food fight thing was all about. I just thought it was really silly.
And it is.
And not to mention wasting food, and here again, you know,
mm-hmm.
being disrespectful. So I'm hoping that was, I don't know, elementary, middle school. I hope not high school students, but I understand they do that as well. So, you know, this is an equal opportunity here from elementary through high school. So, you know, you want to avoid doing things like this. This was real common. We've got quite a few of these cursing out teachers.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, perhaps they feel that they can curse them out the last week because it's not like they'll get suspended because they're going to be out of school. However, I do recall there was an instance where there was a young man that was suspended. I think they had 3 days of school left, and there was a young man that was suspended on that Wednesday, I believe it was, if I recall the article. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, whatever he did, his action warranted being suspended, and they were probably shocked because they probably assumed, since it was the last few days of school, they wouldn't get suspended. And I'm not real sure what the protocol is as far as him, you know, moving forward to the next grade. I don't know how that works. But
well, I'm pretty sure he did not graduate. Probably had to do some makeup in perhaps a summer program.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And, you know, which extends his time for school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do anything when you could be done with it and move forward?
Exactly.
But people doing things like that, Donna, sometimes can lead to kids not ever going back to finish in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really it's their fault, but if they would think a little bit before that. I have an email from a young man, and it says, "Dear HR lady, I didn't know if I was going to graduate until the very last minute. I participated in the ceremonies, but what do I do now? I don't have a plan on going to school right now. What do I need to do to get a job or even start a career? Last minute, Jason in Cincinnati, Ohio."
Ooh, that's
I don't know why he didn't know if he were going to graduate. Perhaps he was like this kid that you were speaking of who got in trouble, or he just didn't know if his credits were going to be enough to graduate. And I've seen that happen a lot, Donna.
Mm.
But what I'd like to say to this gentleman is, you know, planning is everything. And even if you weren't sure if you were going to graduate, starting to look for a job, or even perhaps trying to apply for admission to schools. You don't, you know, in my world, I've been told that you need to prepare, be ready for those types of things, to be proactive, which is something that most leaders do and most people do if they're expected to move forward with their lives in a positive way. At this time in the summer, you know, during graduation, a lot of the jobs are already gone by the time graduation hits. A lot of students start looking even as early as spring break to find a job. And even, you know, if they're just simple jobs like working at a McDonald's or working at a retail establishment, those jobs could sometimes lead to a career. But I would say to you, Jason, you know, make sure in the future that you plan ahead, but don't let it be an excuse not to look for work or even try for school, because, you know, if you don't get in for school right now for the fall, then perhaps you can get in the winter.
So that's great information, Denise. So you all out there, as she said, be proactive. Even if you think you may not graduate on time, still act as if you will. So that proactive, that's great information. And we're going to have an interview, HR-type show coming up in the near future about interviewing and preparing and things like that. That's great information, Denise. And let's just take a pause from the last days of school, since we're talking about graduation. And a lot of times people think, well, why should we talk about, you know, graduation etiquette? I mean, the culmination is the graduation. Well, since this is the etiquette show, we want you to understand that there is protocol for each and everything that we do. And believe it or not,
well, etiquette is in everything that we do.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And it's just so important. And I know here, Denise, the latest news
Yeah, Donna, let's talk about that.
Yeah, the latest news here in Atlanta over this weekend, I believe it happened on yesterday, there were several parents and guests who were escorted, for a proper word, or put out, okay, let's call it what it is, put out of a graduation ceremony held at the Atlanta Civic Center. Now, the protocol for most graduations are usually the same for graduation ceremonies just all over the country. And basically, you know, it's usually parents and grads and guests are usually asked to simply hold their applause and their cheers until after every graduate's name is called. Real simple. You're at a graduation and you have, you know, 100 people, 200 people. I mean, you would be there all night long. Most of them are long anyway, and, you know, when applauding for every person and then having to wait. So the point is, the reason for this is usually that you're asked to hold your applauses until after everyone's name has been called. It's because whoever you've gone to see or to support, you want to be able to hear that person's name called.
Right.
And,
that's right.
And what's so important is, you know, you want to hear that person's name called. So, you know, everybody else deserves the exact same thing, to hear the name of the person called who, you know, they actually are there to support. So that is so important. Make sure, and it's such a simple rule to follow. And, you know, they even showed on the news that the policemen were escorting these people out of that ceremony. And, of course, these people were not happy about that, but they didn't follow the protocol, and it's just so, so simple. And I have an email here. It said, I attended a graduation last week, and pretty much everyone was orderly except a few students, and I'm assuming these are grads. The male graduate, one of the male graduates, after he received his diploma, he screamed, danced, and took off his graduation cap and put on a baseball cap displaying the name of the college he plans to attend. He really had a good time doing a one-man show until the principal escorted him off the stage. And this comes from Delilah from Monroe. Delilah, thank you so much for sharing this with us. And unfortunately, we had some other emails very similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
There was one that I read. Someone had said that he waited. It was another guy, too. He waited until he got his diploma in his hand, and then he cut up. Okay, so it wasn't before, it was after. So we had several comments like that.
Mm-hmm.
And students, this is a message to you. Yes, you've worked hard, and you've made it to the end. And, of course, your big culmination is the graduation. But all that work and time and effort, you know, it will certainly pay off as far as maturity if you just follow the protocol.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm sure this young man probably, you know, he knew, I don't know if he knew which college he was going to. I mean, it was all premeditated because he had the baseball cap with him, so that was planned. Although, mm-hmm. even in graduation rehearsal, and there are graduation rehearsals, all of the rules and regs or the protocol and the etiquette is laid out before you even get to the arena or the graduation hall. So students, those of you that have not graduated, that you're getting ready to graduate within the next week or so, please keep that in mind to just be respectful of others and to respect yourself. And a graduation also is a time to show that you are mature. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so definitely you want to do that. And I have an email here as well. This is about prom, and we had talked about prom etiquette, I believe, a few weeks ago. And this lady, this young lady really wanted to share this. So although we're pretty much talking about graduations and the end of school etiquette, the prom, a lot of you have gone to the prom. Your prom is over. There are some that are coming up this week and some of the other schools that are getting out a little later in around the country. But it says, etiquette lady, I attended prom last weekend, and my boyfriend and I had a great time. The only problem is that we failed to make our curfew, and our parents won't allow us to go back out until July. We are both juniors. Do you think it's fair? This is from Tina Daly and boyfriend from Virginia.
Oh, wow. Rules the rules.
Yeah, Virginia, you know what? I bet you had a great time. But, and I know I talked about this in one of the prom etiquette shows,
yeah.
was make sure you adhere to your curfew rules. And I remember specifically saying that because, and I had even written an article about that, and I kind of closed the article by saying that, make sure you adhere to your curfew rules if you want to go out again in the future. So I know it seems unfair, Tina. I understand, and I can certainly empathize with you. However, you know, it looks as though, because you said our parents, so obviously your parents and his parents are in agreement. So,
mm-hmm.
and I'm pretty sure this is something that was stated up front, your curfew. And in July, when you have an opportunity to go back out, what you want to do, if your curfew, say, is, you know, midnight, if you want to try to do something to make up for the shortcoming or the shortfall when you guys went out to the prom, instead, get back in at 11:45. So, you know, your parents will see that you're being much more, you know, cognizant about the time. So, unfortunately, you guys are probably just going to have to talk on the phone or whatever your parents are having you do. But that just shows you that curfew is really, really important. And parents, too, if you give your children a curfew, then you have to abide by that as well. And these parents certainly seem as though they were doing that. So, so Tina, you know, let us know how that goes when you go back out in July, okay? sorry, but, you know, the parents sound strict, and that's good.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Donna, I have an email that I want to read because it's very good and positive,
mm-hmm.
If that's okay.
Oh, yeah,
it
right
says, okay, wonderful. It says, dear HR lady, I wanted to let you know that I enjoy listening to your show. You and the etiquette lady have changed my way of thinking and how I now act. I didn't realize how important it is to be nice to people and how it can help you in life. I recently started a job after graduation, working with customers on a daily basis. My customers are giving my managers very positive comments about how well I treat them. Most recently, one wrote that James is the reason why I continue to do business with you. He smiles constantly, says yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, yes, sir, as well, and takes care of any hassles that I may have. I hope that you will keep him around for a long time. Maybe he can train the other employees in your organization to be more mannerable.
Wow.
I hope to make this, he says, I hope to make this job a career. Thank you, HR lady, and thank the etiquette lady as well for giving back to us because we really need the continued reminders. That's Jane Sneed in Atlanta. And he says, P.S., where can I buy What is Etiquette Anyway? I want the book, and I want to give it to other students who are now going into the work world.
Wow. Well, that is such a great email response. Thank you so much
mm-hmm.
for that. And
very
that's what
good.
We always hope to do. We hope that, you know, we don't just do this show for entertainment purposes. We do it
exactly.
to help and to really educate, and that's great feedback. As far
mm-hmm.
as the book, What is Executive Etiquette Anyway?, that book can be purchased on our website, which is www.pagesetiquette.com. That's www.pagesetiquette.com. And that's wonderful that you would like to make that a gift as well. So we're excited when we get that kind of feedback, and we know
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that that's why we continue to do the show. And if you all are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We have not taken any calls this evening because of our topic. The response that we had received with our poll, we're talking today about etiquette, the proper etiquette for the last days of school in addition to graduation etiquette and protocol. And but we will be taking calls again on next week, okay? Gosh, we are almost out of time. I do want to talk about some of the other comments really quickly about the last
mm-hmm.
days of school. Of course, we got some in that people said there that were fights that were fights that were promised to take place. So obviously, you know, there were threats or something like, I'm going to get you the last day of school and that kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. Throwing paint on teachers' cars, oh, my goodness. And
oh,
again,
eggs.
And these comments, again, are coming from all over the country. So it's and not in just one specific area, destroying other people's students' property and disrespecting students. I can't believe, gosh, we are out of time. We almost got to the end of all the information that we received. Thank you all so much for your feedback. Gosh, we appreciate that. And we're hoping that if we receive any other comments, we're hoping they're going to be positive because and feel free, you guys, to always, you know, write some positive comments of some things that you you observed or the way you acted, because we always certainly want to hear about the appropriate behaviors that are followed. And we know that they're out there. Gosh, once again, you've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. We thank you so much for listening. And once again, to everyone who responded to our poll, thank you so much. And we want to remind you, of course, the purpose of the What is Etiquette Anyway show is to make the world a polite place to live. And when we're asked that question, do we really think it's possible, we continue to say, yes, we do. And remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have an etiquette topic in the future, please, by all means, feel free to send that to us or give us a call, okay? Thanks again for listening. Be sure to tell your friends and family about our show. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And be sure to initiate a random act of kindness this week. We thank you again for listening. Take care, good night, and God bless.
Good night.